Watch, Ryan Newman hospitalized after terrifying NASCAR crash. By AP on February 17, 2020. Daytona Beach, Florida. AP, Denny Hamlin won his second straight Daytona 500 and third overall, beating Ryan Blaney in an overtime photo finish marred by a terrifying crash that sent Ryan Newman to the hospital on Monday. Newman had surged into the lead on the final lap when Blaney's bumper caught the back of his Ford and sent Newman hard right into the wall. His car flipped, rolled, was hit on the driver's side by another car, and finally skidded across the finish line engulfed in flames. It took several minutes for his car to be rolled back onto its wheels. The 2008 Daytona 500 winner was placed in a waiting ambulance and taken directly to a hospital, and the damage to his Mustang was extensive. It appeared the entire roll cage designed to protect his head had caved. Drivers were stricken with concern, including a rattled Corey LaJoie, the driver who hit Newman's car as it was flipping. "Dang, I hope Newman is okay," he posted on Twitter. "That is worst-case scenario and I had nowhere to go but into smoke." Hamlin is the first driver since Sterling Marlin in 1995 to win consecutive Daytona 500s, but his celebration in victory lane was subdued. "I think we take for granted sometimes how safe the cars are, and number one, we are praying for Ryan," Hamlin said. In an interview on Sirius XM NASCAR following the race, Gibbs apologized for the winning team celebration as workers were still tending to Newman. The car owner said they were not aware of the severity of the situation. Runner-up Blaney said the way the final lap shook out, with Newman surging ahead of Hamlin, that Blaney locked in behind Newman in a move of brand alliance for Ford. "We pushed Newman there to the lead and then we got a push from the 11. I was committed to just pushing him to the win and having a Ford win it and got the bumpers hooked up wrong," he said. "It looked bad." NASCAR gave no immediate announcement on Newman's status and officials moved bystanders away from the crash scene. Hamlin had eight Ford drivers lined up behind him as the leader on the second overtime shootout without a single fellow Toyota driver in the vicinity to help him. It allowed Newman to get past him for the lead, but the bumping in the pack led to Newman's hard turn right into the wall, followed by multiple rolls and a long skid across the finish line. Hamlin's win last year was a 1-2-3 sweep for Joe Gibbs Racing and kicked off a year-long company celebration in which Gibbs drivers won a record 19 races in the Cup Championship. Now his third Daytona 500 win puts him alongside six Hall of Fame drivers as winners of three or more Daytona 500s. He tied Dale Jarrett, who gave JGR its first Daytona 500 win in 1993, Jeff Gordon and Bobby Allison. Hamlin trails Cale Yarborough's four wins and the record seven by Richard Petty.